Today I am reviewing the Musashi Flowering Bamboo Katana from TrueSwords.com. This is one of the 1060 line, obviously made from 1060 carbon steel. They sell for $79.99 and they have about 20 different styles, all made the same way. They are all definitely great budget katanas.
Let's maybe just say, more let's on just say 100.
Like, what if there were 1,000 ants? They could totally carry you away. And, I don't know where they'd take you, but they would carry you away.
What would you wear as protection that you own today? You can't go to, like, the store and plan. Like, I have a couple pieces of clothing that would become important.
Yeah, what would yours be?
I'd wear a wetsuit for starters.
Yeah.
That's smart.
The flexibility is low, but I think that extra skin protection's high.
Totally.
And then... that's all I got. I mean, I got, work boots.
Okay.
Wetsuit. I got some,
what about
like,
your face?
Gloves. Maybe I'll just cake it with, zeet.
Yeah. Okay.
Zeet up.
I think I'd just kill myself.
Might die in 2 years of cancer.
The minute this started happening, I would kill myself. I'd find a weapon and just end it.
I don't know what I would wear.
Death by ants could be like a cool sacrificial thing.
Yeah, it could.
You just lay down and let them get you.
Oh, Jesus. That would be so awful.
I bet someone's culture has done that in the past.
I think Pablo did it to people.
Really?
Some terrorist has like killed someone with bugs.
Oh. That's terrible.
You know,
clever.
Clever.
You know, terrible. When you read like those points horrible things, like worst torture, like ways to die, there was one where they basically like cover you in honey and milk and put you in like an open coffin and like they just tie you up and like put you on the water, like float you out into the river, and like bugs start to like eat at you.
Wow.
But also they like force feed you the honey and stuff. So you like shit your pants and like all the bugs start, you just like die from bugs and shit.
Earth ashes to ashes, man.
Yeah.
Another 10 for creativity.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's like, that's called the human teapot, I think. Yeah, sounds like someone's making
it's a
you
sex
a
move. It's
nice
called
British
the human teapot.
That's different.
I always thought, speaking of torture devices, I've always thought it's so strange that the most popular religion in terms of Americans. Mm-hmm. Their fucking symbol is a torture device.
Yes.
Is that kombuchism?
Yeah. What kombuchism. Kombuchism. It's Christianity. That the cross was like a really brutal torture. It's like
that was a Roman thing.
The cross.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a torture device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's the symbology of modern Christianity.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And like in Catholic churches,
the Romans crucified Jesus
on
the cross because they crucified people on crosses.
Yeah. But it's just so intense. So
yeah. And the Christians were like, "You're gonna kill us on crosses? We'll just take that as our symbol."
Yeah.
It's like as a reminder,
badass actually,
that like that he died for our sins.
Right.
So it's that ultimate like guilt. That's like where the Catholic guilt thing kicks in. It's like our starting place is. Be guilty.
Yeah. Look what this guy went through for you.
This guy was hung.
Oh, God. That would be a horrible way to go.
Yeah, the Romans were pretty effed up.
It's too bad they didn't use like an Iron Maiden or something a little more complicated in terms of visual symbology.
It is the easiest thing to like replicate. Right. If they use like a 20-sided, like one of those 20-sided die we talk about a lot. Yeah. Like a Dungeons and Dragons tie or something.
And that was the forever symbol of modern religion.
Oh my God.
I would join, but I just can't draw it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into this one. Morning pod. I said that wrong. This is a morning pod, not good morning pod. You're probably hearing this.
This is a pod.
This is just a hot pod. Hot pod. Good pod. Doing nuts and coffee today. Males are getting nailed to my right as we speak. Today, so this is DigiReddit, a weekly podcast where three friends talk about Reddit and things we found on the internet that week, or things that we rediscovered, or something that we just want to talk about and share with you guys. Because Reddit is the best, but it's a little bit confusing, and or at the very least, is so vast that you can't possibly dig into all of it. So we try to enlighten a little bit every week. So this one today we're going to do Ask Reddit, which is I think is statistically the most popular Reddit, right?
Oh damn. Yeah.
I think so. On Reddit list, I think it's either the most popular or way way up there, cuz it has 13,154,281 subscribers. Yeah,
It is.
Most popular. What's number 2?
Number 2 is funny.
Oh yeah, sorry. What am I? Oh, recent activity. I'm on the wrong.
Oh God, recent activity is really up there. It's the Donald.
The Donald's number 2 after Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit though is kicking butt.
Yeah, Ask Reddit. I mean, it's just super popular, and we'll get into the reasons why. But it's one of the main pools for Reddit. It's a good entry point for people who have never been into Reddit or never been to Reddit. If you haven't, welcome. Because we're totally into proselytizing this wonderful thing. Also, we did an episode. I think it was like episode 7 or something, 8, 9. So I don't know what it was, but it was how to Reddit. And we kind of went over some tips and tricks, and I think we just talked about things not pertinent to Reddit most of the time. But we did talk about Reddit and how to Reddit, so you should check that one out. Also, we have a website, didyoureddit.com, which this one is not as visual. There may be some visuals, but it's not as visual. But Reddit is a very visual place, so every time we talk about visual stuff, we put it on the website. And then we make great art. You two make great art. I don't really do any of the art.
Really great art.
Yeah. Art.
Yeah, art. For every great artist, you need a fan, though. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. That's
true. So you're not nothing in this.
That's true.
Without you, we're just...
Let's just get into it. Ask Reddit. So this one is r/AskReddit. So reddit.com/r/AskReddit.
What's cool about this, or you know what? I like when Dog Boops always explains what it
really
is.
She's really good at explaining.
Oh my gosh,
this.
Thank you. That's so
I'm going to shut
really
up.
Nice.
Every artist needs a fan.
Dog Boops, what is this?
That's so true. So yeah, Ask Reddit is where people will post a question. Just with the goal of getting the best comments, the best responses. And you know how sometimes you'll find like a really good Reddit post and the funniest part about it are like the top comments.
Right.
This is like a whole subreddit where it's like that.
Well, that's the content. I mean, somebody asks a question and then the actual content is the comments, because that's where people are addressing it.
Yeah.
This isn't, by the way, I think this is a little confusing and it's wordplay, but... This isn't like Ask Reddit, like there's a bunch of people at Reddit who answer your questions, right?
Yes.
This is you, like anybody can propose a question, then Reddit as a community answers that question.
Yeah, there's no group of people who work for Reddit who do anything. I mean, it's all community based. Yeah. Like,
right.
And so that's the fun part, is you're sort of like publicly sourcing your questions to this vast community. And you always get some really kick-ass answers, because the questions are always so specific and unique.
Yeah.
Right. And you're like, oh yeah.
And
like,
sometimes they're geared towards specific people too. So it'll end up being like, you have
like this one, gynecologist of Reddit. What do you look for in a woman?
Yeah.
That's pretty specific for a group of people.
And get so many gynecologists who are Redditors that will respond.
That's a big subcategory for them.
It is.
And then you get... Did you guys read that one, by the way?
No.
Because that one is...
I just am looking at the post.
I'm just, it's not that amazing, but it's like that one at the top. So just a little... One more back point before we get into this. This one's also the ranking of the comments is really important, because that usually indicates best answer or funniest answer or whatever. But the top comment on this one was like this really detailed description of like physiologically what a gynecologist does.
Yeah.
And then the guy below it was like, I think he meant like dating.
Like, this guy's
really
like, I mean, we talk about pap smears, mammograms, STD concerns. And it's like, no, man.
You didn't understand the
like,
question.
We know what a gynecologist does.
And it's a really long answer, too. So it's extra funny.
But I appreciate how serious it was, too.
What do you look for in a woman?
I know.
Because it should be a little more specific. Like, what do you look for in a partner or something? Because not all gynecologists are dating women.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But I get the point. I mean,
I get the point. Why, it's a little confusing with the woman part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think what do you look for like on a first date? And it's like,
yeah,
well,
that would have been...
I I do a lot of sniffing around. Yeah. I do a lot of
pop smears.
I try to do a finger test always within the first two dates.
It's just responsible dating, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the rules are pretty specific, too, because they don't want people asking for like professional advice or asking for money. So they have things like, you know, you have to post a clear, direct question. It's for open-minded discussion. There's a really cool thing where if you designate your post as serious, then people are not allowed to joke in it, which is actually pretty cool because the serious ones, like there's one, what's the most disturbing, scary post you've seen here on Reddit? And it's designated serious. And if you got a bunch of people being like, oh, really ugly girl on Gone Wild, LOL. Like, none of the content would be that interesting.
Yeah, totally.
But the top one for this is actually so sad. It's, this guy's like, I was talking to someone about schizophrenia. He told me he met a girl and quickly introduced her to his parents. He found out she wasn't real, just a hallucination.
Oh my God.
It took him a while to calm down and realize that he was having hallucinations and put himself into a hospital.
Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine, like, that's introducing terrible. Someone to your parents and realizing, like, wait, oh my
this
God.
This has been a big, oh my word.
That would suck. Like, I don't mean, I'm not laughing. I'm just thinking, like, I would probably do that just to be weird with my parents sometime. But, like, can you imagine?
How?
Damn.
Man, I've always been, I wish there was an accurate simulation
what it's
of what
like
it
to
feels
feel
like
that.
To be actually schizophrenic. Because it seems so wild.
Yeah.
For something like that to happen where your brain just short circuits and you go through time and then you don't, and then something, these relationships that you formed or you thought you formed, because your brain is obviously a complicated place where like the intensity of those relationships can be like, that one's a great example where it's like very quickly introduced to his parents. Well, probably that meant that he had a really tight relationship with this girl, but then found out that none of that was real. And that probably happened in a really short time span. So how many lifespans and relationships are you formed?
And then like have to have your like heart broken every time you realize it's not. Oh, that would just destroy someone.
Whoa.
I wonder if it even take it like think it's funny though. Well, like cause I think part of like, if you really did not take yourself very seriously, and you were schizophrenic. Like I feel like sometimes that would happen, and you'd be like,
like
whoa,
classic me.
What a trip. Yeah.
Ultimate masturbation. Yeah. My girlfriend over here is not real.
I would really admire it if somebody could have a good sense of humor about that.
I know.
I imagine it's
super frustrating just to be like, God damn it, again.
Again.
Yeah.
You need a third party guy. You need like a dog who's like.
Yeah. Like you. Son of
like in the Beautiful Mind scene where he's like, hey, is this person real?
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of people that aren't.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That'd be a cool job, actually.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm like a schizophrenic, like.
Like buddy,
I'm a confirmationist.
Yeah,
I wonder if that is a job.
Start a business. Why am I making this about
Uber for schizophrenics?
Yeah, exactly.
Uber for schizophrenics.
Like an
Uber for schizophrenics, and that's
but
just their car
rides.
Service where you drive schizophrenics around.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's all it is. It's very specific.
So you ordered an XL, sir. Yeah, I got a lot of friends with me. all right.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, it's sad. We're making super. Light of a very serious thing.
Sometimes
right now,
you have to laugh so you don't cry.
Yeah,
it's
there you go.
Yeah, it's sad. But what I don't know, much about schizophrenia. I mean, other than like you make up, you see things that aren't real,
yeah,
and then you
hear
there's
voices,
a drug you can take that makes it better. But
paranoia.
Like when you're paranoid, you think any drug you take is like the government trying to like get in your brain. So you probably don't want to take a lot of pills.
Yeah. That's why so many people like go off their meds and
cover
their apartment in tinfoil.
I'm not trusting big pharma. No way.
No chance.
What if all the schizophrenics actually were the ones who like knew what was up and we're all just like,
and we just called them that because I mean, that's a very Truth Wars thing. Oh, hey, phone.
When the alien
from Akron, Ohio, maybe one of our listeners right
probably
now.
Probably. Ooh, we got a call in.
Got a call in from Akron, Ohio.
Can we plug them in?
Should I answer this?
Yeah, let's put them on. It could be one of your bros from the what's it called? The 69 Boys or something.
Oh yeah, the 69 Boys.
No, what was the gang you had?
Slumber
Fest.
Slumber Fest.
The 69 Boys.
This could be one of them.
That's like an episode 11 throwback for any new listeners. So.
This is a real big treat. We have one of the Slumberfest pillars, one of the three pillars.
An original 69 boy.
We've been on, we've been on a text thread lately where we're just, we end up sending each other like wrestling moves back and forth.
Nice.
It's fucking great. Nice.
Dude, Slumber.
Like typing them out.
No, we, well, yeah, it's like body slam. send like gifs and stuff.
Camel clutch. Yeah. Written out.
Super
written
cool.
Out with four exclamation points.
Cool text group.
I know, it's really, really neat. Did we go over all of the rules?
Not all of them. All
right, let's finish the rules and then we'll.
All right. Okay.
We'll take a couple
Number
calls.
One, you right. have to post a clear and direct question. Number two.
Oh, we didn't even get through the first rule?
Yeah. Well, I kind of jumped around. I see. All right. Any post asking for advice should be generic and not specific to your situation alone. Ask Reddit is open-minded discussion questions, like, don't be a dick.
Right.
Number four, posting or seeking or identifying personal information, either real or fake, will result in a ban without prior warning.
Is that called doxing?
Yes.
Or like posting somebody else's information?
I think it's like anything, like posting, seeking, anything. Man, my mic sucks right now.
Just trying to keep
Boobs
hot on the mic.
Thanks, man. And then Ask Reddit's not your soapbox, personal army, or advertising platform. So not like, hey, you know what would be a great business for schizophrenics?
TrueSwords.com.
Yeah.
TrueSwords. Hey,
questions seeking professional advice are inappropriate. Soliciting money, goods, or services are not allowed. Mods reserve the right to remove content or restrict users' posting privileges as necessary to protect the community, and comment replies consisting solely of images will be removed.
Oh, interesting.
And there you go.
So, yeah, so this is very text-based, and well, it's going to be really interesting how we textually represent this on the website, digireddit.com.
Maybe it's got to be a lot of original art about some of the funniest situations.
I think so. I think that might be a good idea.
Okay.
Really, the onus is on you guys.
Yep.
So let's get into some of these, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And so these will probably
there's some
facilitate some long conversations.
Image worthy stuff. I'm already seeing. I'm catching some
good
ideas.
Ones.
So I jumped into one really really quick because it seemed it's probably not the best one to start on because it's a not safe for work one. But
no, that's the best to start with.
The top comment is really funny. So what are some fake not safe for work pro tips that would only be believed by inexperienced teenagers?
Oh, right? God.
So,
sad.
I know. So the top one is from a guy named DI2Y. You got 785 points on this one. If you get aroused, slam your penis in the dresser drawer. It'll hurt for a second, but feels great afterwards. My grandfather to my father at age 16. So, and it
that's
was like,
awesome.
I was lucky to be born. So
oh
that's,
my God.
There's, this one can be a little vulgar. I don't know if I want to.
This one's kind of funny. If you take a drug and it doesn't kick in right away, you should take more.
that's
a teenager, that would be like, oh,
shitty,
yeah.
Shitty pro tips, yeah.
That totally makes sense.
That is actually funny, because that is the kind of thing that they would totally understand.
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, I guess it didn't take.
Yeah.
I better try another one.
I ate two brownies. I'm not feeling it. Yeah. I'm going to eat two more. Fuck it, three
Oh, my
more.
God. That is, I think everybody who's ever done any sort of marijuana has made that mistake.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And it is the biggest nightmare in the world.
Four years later, you're just freaking.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Freaking
tweaking. Let's get into marijuana stories right now. I did my buddy, what do they call it? This is why I can't remember. It's because I did this thing once. What's it called?
It.
When it was really popular a little while ago, and it's like super insanely concentrated weed.
Oh.
And you have to use like a blowtorch to light
what?
It.
What?
Oh, like the hash stuff? Like,
I don't remember what it's called, but I
are you talking about like knife hits?
Yeah. Talking about freebasing. Yeah, no. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a normal thing. I mean, we live in California. I have my weed card. This isn't illegal.
Yeah.
Medication. But
it's like a tacky goo.
Yeah, thing? It's like some weird thing, but it was like I'd never
Dabbing. Dog Buse.
I don't know.
Is a weed kingpin.
she is our
I know.
Our mini,
all about
our mini Pablo Escobar. I did a dab once, and I like,
oh my
it was
God.
One of those things where I was like, again, really amateur move, where I kind of he was like, all right, just, you know, have a little. I was like, okay. And I kind of inhaled a little bit more than I thought. Started coughing immediately, and he kind of looked at me. And I go,
like, good luck, buddy.
Oh, no. And then I woke up on the ground.
Oh, Jesus.
And I woke up, and I was just like, what the hell happened? He's just like, dude, you fell over. He's like, I got to get out of here.
Oh, my God.
And I like, took a cab home immediately, and he was like, are you okay? And I was just like, I don't know, man. I got home, and I like,
get out of here.
I like, laid on the couch, and I was like, don't ever do that thing.
That sounds awful.
There's all kinds of funny articles about dabbing online. Oh, just my like, God. All you got to do is read the titles. Chasing a bigger high. Marijuana users turn to dabbing.
Oh, my God.
To dab or not to dab. Can dabbing be dangerous? Like, it's just like, dude. Go on and on. So it sounds like it's the...
that's intense.
It's like the Mount Everest of smoking weed.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, everyone sort of wants to do it until they do it. And they're like, don't ever do it.
Don't go there. I see lost that all guy my in legs. The orange snowsuit. Yeah. I mean, don't go past
that. But some
that
people
point.
Swear by it. Like, some people are so into it and they do it constantly.
But they're from San Diego.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Exactly.
They can handle it.
Yeah, it was, I'm not made for that game, dude. It's a young man's game.
Yeah, I'm the weakest weed smoker I know.
I know. I wish I was good at it, man. I've gotten terrible at it.
I used to be good in college.
I think everybody went through a good streak in college.
This horrible experience with edibles senior year of college. We took we each had our own Rice Krispie treat.
Right.
Which is probably 200, 250 milligrams. Like,
right.
Huge.
Yeah.
But I didn't know any better. So I was like, yeah, okay, let's all have our own.
This is working. I'll have yours.
Yeah, that's perfect. So we go in.
Jeez.
And immediately we're in line for lunch. I don't know how that happened, but I'm waiting. I'm about to pay for my food. And suddenly my vision tunnels and I pass out in the middle of
literally.
This cute little cafeteria. I come to, then we all go over and sit outside next to this quartet of young gentlemen singing right in our ear.
I think we
sat there for 3 hours. Just sat there. It was horrible.
That's amazing.
Horrible. And the entire rest of the day, we just waited in line silently. Nobody talked to each other. Everybody was completely stoned out of their mind.
Yeah.
Then it was the Disney villain fireworks show at the end. And I was just like, I'm going to die.
This is why I don't like weed. Like,
no,
I just can't.
It was
awful.
It was awful.
I'm just a little too heady. I'm too in my own brain.
Yeah.
Aggressively in my own brain. So I just end up going, to strange, dark places that I never need to access.
Yep.
And
Realizing you're
rotten.com.
Gonna die.
Yeah, rotten.com. I get stoned and immediately I end up on rotten.com every time.
Oh my God.
Typical. Typical. It's your dad.
Yep.
forgot your name.
So since let's pull this back to the actual topic at hand here.
But that's what's cool about Ask Reddit is that it's like a good starting place on Reddit, other than the front page, that can kind of bring you into a lot of not specific categories, but conversations.
Because
there's basically anything anybody wants to chat about can start on Ask Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's because it's such a massive user base, you get a vast variety.
Well, that's usually the conversation too. I mean, that's what we just did sometimes is how the conversations go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you just heard a version of what the comments read like.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So let's just go down one from the beginning to the end then. And let's just kind of see. I mean, I almost feel like we should do a role play here, but I'm not. That's dumb. We're not going to do that.
Let's take a vote.
Let's just find a really interesting one and dig into. What is it? So what rules?
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. This is the top of all time. Oh, You go first.
Let's do the top of all time. That's usually how we get into these.
This sounds really funny. What tasty food would be disgusting if eaten over rice?
Yeah, this was a good one.
I love this one.
This guy, what's the top comment?
It's we've done this before, I think.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Well, let's get in this one because I think I don't know if we've done this one before
or we've
sent it to each other just loving the response.
Yeah, it's such a good
it's really
God,
amazing.
It's so funny.
And when you read this one, you're like, everything's good over rice. Rice can't be bad with any food. And then you're like, you read the comments, you're like, I've been fooled again.
Yeah. Yeah. So listener right now, why don't you mentally take a moment to think about what your answer would be, because we're about to get into this and I guarantee what we say you will not have thought of.
And you can't say cat shit.
Yeah, exactly. tasty food.
Unless you eat cat shit every morning.
And you really enjoy it.
And send us a picture.
And if you really enjoy cat shit, you probably like it over rice. Yeah. That's true. It sounds like it'd probably be good over
rice. Yeah, rice is actually the lesser of two evils. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So whatever you're thinking right now, all right, here's the top answer of all time. What tasty food would be disgusting if you eaten over rice?
Dog boobs? What is it?
Mentos.
Oh, Mentos.
Oh my God.
It's the perfect answer.
That's so sick.
It's the perfect answer.
Mint and rice.
It is the perfect answer.
That is disgusting.
And like the consistency of Mentos is so good in isolation, but not in addition to other foods. You know what I mean? Because it's got that weird like rubbery, like you bite through it and it's kind of chewy and then you get to a point where it's like callousy out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
Oh God!
And I love the next comment is from, I think we've talked about him before.
Do you even spaghetti?
Do you even spaghetti?
Oh my God, this guy.
Which is a pretty great name.
It is.
but he breaks down the individual flavors of Mentos and how good or bad they would be on rice.
Oh my God.
So mint Mentos is an 8 out of 10.
Which Fruity Mentos is also an 8 out of 10, but mint Mentos with rice makes it a 6 out of 10.
Still weirdly high.
Yeah.
It only got knocked down two.
So this guy must be saying he tried them.
Oh, gross.
Because that's what I assume that's what he means.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Yeah, this person's like, are these ratings theoretical or are you trying each response? And he's like, I try a bit of all the suggestions I am able to.
Wait,
I like
so
this
what is,
guy.
What does this guy do? Is he like is this guy a guy who does stuff?
Let me see. I don't know.
Damn, he's popular on Reddit. He's got 11,000 post karma, 270,000 comment.
What?
Karma. This dude is a real mouth breather.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God, look, he's the moderator of With Rice.
Oh shit. Oh, I see.
Weird foods on rice.
Oh, okay. I see. So this is a whole thing.
This must be his
homage to the internet.
Oh my God.
Damn, dude. I feel like we're going to have to dig into...
He's cool.
Why is his name Do You Even Spaghetti if he's the moderator of With Rice?
Right? I mean, some questions shouldn't be asked. That's one of them.
It's probably a slight towards the moderator of like Spaghetti Rules or something.
Oh
maybe.
God, maybe. That's, that,
because
this is how deep the wormhole goes on Reddit.
You know that's a personal like joke or something
right.
with between the... Big spaghetti and big rice. I mean, essentially the same food, right?
It's yeah.
Big spaghetti and big rice. Yeah. You're talking about the.
I mean,
the lobbying groups.
Oh yeah. They control like probably 80% of the global food, like intake. Those two. Foods,
yeah, think
that's
about
probably
it.
True. Yeah.
I mean, between Top Ramen, all the Italian spaghettis and the Asian noodles, and then the rice game. What else left is there? Spam.
Like a very Mentos. Tiny percentage Mentos. Of the things you put on those. Items.
Hey, think about it.
So this guy is this guy is no joke. This is I'm on Do You Even Spaghetti's user
like
comment history right now. And there's one post down and it's on the subreddit for Roast Me.
Which we should do sometime.
We should. And it just says Roast My Mom, she deserves it. And it's a picture of his mom.
I'm afraid to look at the comments
God, Roast Me sounds awesome.
That's amazing.
Damn, dude.
We should all get roasted.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. This is like, whoa. There's a cancer patient on Roast Me.
Oh, man.
Which
some people are into roasting.
Yeah.
It's become really popular lately.
Yeah.
There's a new show on Comedy Central, and there's a new comedy live show. And they have like a live roast battle at the Comedy Store.
Oh my God.
Do they really?
And two comedians just go at each other in front of everybody. And it's become this, like, I hear people talking about it like on podcasts and stuff. And I've never seen one live, but apparently it's just brutal. Like people just go for the jugular. And Comedy Central's doing a show now that's like that format.
I mean, man, did you see the Ann Coulters on the next one? Ann Coulter's doing a roast of somebody.
Oh, she's roasting.
She's roasting, but I'm like, why? You're not funny and you're not fun to listen to.
Well, that's the good thing about this show format is that they're getting like legit comedians who can handle the like the real roast because it gets like really mean.
Yeah, like Hannibal Buress like, types.
Ann Coulter's like, she's a fluff person, right?
Yeah.
She's like somebody you get to be like, we got Ann Coulter.
Yeah, she was like Larry King on the previous one.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you're not going to say anything cool. And anything you do say was written by somebody else in the back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Who might be of a certain persuasion. Talking about the Polish.
Both big poll.
Best roasters. Best roasters.
Oh, this is kind of funny.
We got Anthony Jeselnik. Is he Polish? He's the best roaster of all time.
He's good. Yeah, because you got to have that mean streak.
Yeah. Well, him and Ross are the kings, right?
Jeff Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the other guy that does it. I don't know his name.
I like Jeselnik's more than Ross though. I think Ross is a little like fastball down the middle roast. Like Jeselnik is like, damn dude,
that was like,
no one has ever said something that mean to me before. Like literally.
Here's a really good question. You get $1 for each person you touch. How do you become rich?
Oh God.
One of the top comments is, read a touching poem on national TV during prime time.
Wow.
That's so dumb.
It's pretty good.
There's
a little bit of a loophole there. I like it.
That's pretty funny. I think that's just on the front page right now.
Ooh. Here is...
What would you guys do to touch a bunch of people?
Does this mean like metaphorically?
Physically touch
it could be...
I think it's left to the user. I was thinking run up and down subways with my arms out.
Yeah.
But
that's a good one.
I think you would end up with like $85 maybe.
That's true.
I'm going to be a million.
A million's a big number, and I didn't foresee that. I only got up to 113.
I feel like that one answer, though, is the best.
I think that's kind of what, it would be.
You have to emotionally touch millions.
I would do something for the vets. No. I think that's how you really—that's how you touch middle America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would find a disabled person
and just touch them.
I would just
stalk. You get $1 for that.
I would stalk somebody with mental illness, and I would wait till somebody picks on them, and then I would get out and defend their honor. You were videotaping me, and then you would put it up on YouTube and say,
"Yeah,
this guy." And I'd be wearing a tank top, too.
You won't believe what this guy did.
Yeah. And everyone's like, wow, heroes are real. And then everyone would be touched.
So beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
This is a good opportunity to create the schizophrenic Uber for schizophrenics.
That's someone else was like, I'd run up and down a crowd at a music festival.
Wait, what would they do?
Run up and down like the audience at a music festival and just like touch everybody.
I feel like
it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. I feel like this is a good opportunity for like, because everybody loves a high five. I feel like this is like one of those like you're at like a dead concert, and you just go around and give everybody high fives, but you still only net 50,000 at most. And that's assuming you touch everybody there
and like the kind of work you're putting in, as opposed to just reading a really great poem on TV. Right.
I would go to a major national sales convention in Las Vegas. And I would have a million business cards, and I would just go around and go, hey.
Oh, my God.
Ronnie Paulson, hey. Nice to meet you. And I would just shake everyone's hand, and I would just dedicate one whole weekend. I think you could get up into the, probably not above 50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably right around.
You have low goals.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, if you did Plumbers that Association. Once a month.
Yeah.
I'm going to become the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And then over the course of a year, I'm going to shake so many goddamn
hands.
So
many people. Shake so many hands.
I'm going to end up with $60,000. All right. So here's another really good one.
Okay. Wait, just to put it, if it wasn't emotionally touching, you had to actually touch people.
Yeah.
Then what's your answer?
God.
That's, I think, a little more difficult.
Yeah, it is
sticking
really
up
hard
for somebody with no legs or something.
So physically, ooh,
God, that's hard.
I think my like high five thing might be
that's
the
really good.
Yeah.
Free hugs, high fives.
Free hugs are a little more intimidating. I think everybody can do a high five pretty quickly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, bumps too.
Yeah, Bumps and fives. Speaking of, you know, the high five was only invented in like the 70s.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. It seems like such a staple in our world, but like it was invented. Yeah. It was like an invention by a baseball team in the 70s.
That's weird.
I think there. Did I see like a documentary on it or something?
The high five? Yeah. If there wasn't, there should be, because it's that thing has made it. Really, it's made its mark.
I got a new job. I become a ticket taker. Ohio State University.
And just that's weirdly right. touch people's Huge hands as you
every time someone comes in, I go, their thumb, go Buckeyes. Like, and I just pound them.
Oh, nice. Oh,
go Buckeyes. I get $100,000 a day.
That's a
that's, week.
And that's
for
your job.
10 weeks. That's a million. Boom.
Boom.
I think that's a good one.
And then
so,
you
I'm not going to touch everybody's hand at the stadium, so let's just say it's like a
give or take. Like
you're gonna rub their thumb when you take the ticket. A
That's
bit.
All you have to do.
Yeah,
you didn't see what I did because this is a podcast. But I, as they give me their ticket, I just slowly put my finger on their hand,
right,
and just say, come off slowly, and it's always close up.
Yeah. one little fact check, and then we're gonna go back to the sub or the ask Reddits. The high five was invented in 1977.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah. There are many origin stories of the high five, but the two most documented candidates are Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the Los Angeles Dodgers professional baseball team in 1977.
Yes.
And Wiley Brown and Derek Smith of the Louisville Cardinals men's college basketball team during the 78-79 season.
Wow.
So that is when the five was invented. How fucking crazy is that?
That's bizarre.
So cool. And it's so 70s, too. I like how 70s the high five is. It's right.
Like, yeah, dude.
It's like a little cheesy, but it's like still pretty rad.
It's so satisfying to just like slam your hand against another person's hand.
It really is.
And it looks better if you're wearing dolphin shorts.
Oh, yeah. And roller skates.
Yeah.
Very true. I feel like high-fiving on roller skates is a precarious.
Yeah.
Everybody
shoots
Maybe
backwards.
I just don't trust myself on roller skates, but.
They're really hard.
The 2x2s?
I haven't done those in ages, man.
What are you, crazy?
But rollerblades?
I'm not an extreme athlete.
I can rollerblade.
No. I'd rather wingsuit over those things. These things are scary as shit.
Okay, so back to Ask Reddit. So what's your internet white whale, something you've been searching for years to find with no luck? I need to read one on this to understand what this totally means, because I feel like I'm very curious. So
is that a Moby Dick reference, right? Like,
yeah,
it's like Ahab or one of them.
Well, it's like you're like the thing you've always been searching for, but you never found.
It's like your life's mission is to find that one whale and kill it.
And is it? I didn't read Moby Dick, but is it something that
nobody
you remember
did?
Seeing?
Everyone just like Moby Dick, right?
I remembered someone commenting about they remembered a really scary image from their childhood that they saw once on the internet, and they've been trying ever since to try to find it again because it scared them so much as a kid.
And like
I wonder
if
it's something that you've like seen once and you're like, fuck, where did that thing go?
Yeah, interesting. All right, so I'm glad to see that my thread has helped a lot of people find what they lost. Oh, interesting. So this is going to be enlightening, because people are going to be like, I was looking for this blank blank. People are like, yeah,
here it is.
Yeah. Be like, oh, okay.
That's actually so satisfying.
Hopefully it's as easy as a link.
Yeah.
Rotten.com, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
It's two T's.
Yeah. I hope one of them's like, I've always been looking for, like, I saw it once on sixth grade when I was in Rotten.com, but like, recipes for a bomb.
Oh, here you go, man.
Like, oh, here. Well, everything for the Anarchist Cookbook. You remember that shit?
Yeah, that was popular. I never owned it, but I remember kids, like there was a couple kids that wore a lot of black in school. Like it's your dad.
Like, exactly.
You definitely own that.
I know. I was really into making bombs with like leftover cans and shit. All right. So this is okay. So here's the top post of all time. This painting of a tiny guy walking through a valley made of huge, menacing statues and beings, and the sky was reddish yellow, if I recall correctly. And then, of course, somebody immediately posts a picture and is like, was this it? And then the guy's like, yeah, holy shit, thanks.
Thanks. That's so beautiful.
It is a fucking crazy painting, though.
Oh, my God.
Really horrifying looking.
It's so random, though, that some guy could describe a thing and then there it was.
Yeah.
This is funny.
He's just like, thanks.
One of the comments is, it's literally a whale video. A group of people rehabbed a seal and gathered on a beach to tearfully release it back into the wild. only for a killer whale to eat it immediately in true dramatic fashion.
That's amazing.
Really? Whoa.
Oh my God, that's sad. I can't watch Planet Earth because of that.
I know.
I don't like watching other animals eat other animals.
Oh, nature's so brutal.
It's brutal. I saw some video of like an antelope or a zebra getting attacked by a crocodile and like all of its like tummy contents just fell right out of its butt.
It's tum-tum strings.
I mean, it's tum-tum strings. Oh, I mean,
that's life,
it's
man.
It's real stuff out there.
It's real. There's some real stuff out there.
Yeah. So if we had to like pit pause on modern society right this second, like all of us are fucked.
No, there's no fucking way. And then that second
generation of like hillbillies is probably going to do okay. And then even that third generation of hobos who've been doing it for years, they're going to win.
Yeah.
Totally.
We're all effed because we're just like, let's go buy donuts. Yep. We live off donuts.
I love donuts.
I mean, this is great. People are finding all these for everybody.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like it's an animated short of Pinocchio where he never turns into a real boy but spends his life as a wooden toy, but people around him treat him as real. He eventually becomes a great psychologist, but it's replaced by a robot. 70s style animation scene late at night. And it was like, is it Pinocchio the series?
It's as simple as that.
There was a show where these like four friends, they lived in an apartment in New York and one of them was a comedian. Seinfeld?
Oh my God. Thanks, man. Yeah. Fuck. Thank you.
Oh, right. Duh.
Yeah.
This guy's like 100% serious. My long lost brother. I have no siblings and he would be quite a bit older than me, but my mom had to give him up for adoption when she was younger. I always thought it would be awesome to find him or her.
Whoa.
And this person writes, it's me, your long lost brother. I am a billionaire. Please PM me your bank account info and social security so I can give you some fortune. See you soon, brother.
I feel like that's like baseline internet trap.
Yeah,
and it's exactly. So good. But like the guy's kidding, obviously.
Right.
Which makes it awesome. Oh, isn't that everyone's dream?
Of finding a long lost brother?
Every time you do one of those Ancestry.coms, it's like you're actually Dutch royalty. You're like, what? I knew it. I always knew it. But it turns out you were just like some swashbuckler from some podunk.
I wonder if Ancestry.com you worked in a Dutch castle to get people
as a janitor.
Yeah, you were just a janitor back then.
You
too.
Served like, meatballs to like kings and shit like
your
that.
Your family lineage has done nothing over 300 years. You're like still just some kind of a medium loser. God damn it. It could be depressing. I'm just saying, watch out. It's a cautionary tale.
True.
So here's, let's find another one. Let's find another Ask Reddit. This is a fun one. I like this sub a lot. As does 13 other million people.
Oh.
What, you got one over there, Free Day?
No, I'm just... one of the comments is just wanted to bring to light our tip of my tongue. It's a subreddit dedicated to remembering book shows, videos, and it's kind of along the same lines of I can't remember something. And then the next guy just says... also, tip of my penis for all your forgotten porn needs. Like, oh, cool Reddit. Yeah. Way to bring it back.
But I think that's actually one of them. It really is. It's like, it's meant to be that thing where you're like, there was this one
porn.
There
was one porn I saw when I was like 14.
And I loved it.
And
he's like, oh yeah, it's one of this blank, blank.
Because back then, porn, there was only so much. Now it's kind of vast. But like,
kind of vast.
It's extremely vast. But in the 90s or 80s or 70s,
there
was like
six films.
There was like six or seven films. And everyone watched the same ones.
That's amazing. We'll do tip my penis sometime. That's a good one. Really delve in deep, and dog boobs will sit quiet the whole time. So we'll relate.
No, you know what? I would try really hard to bring at least some useful
some
stuff
old
to
school
that
porn
party.
I mean, we're liberal minded folk.
Yeah,
we're into whatever.
I have no problem with that stuff.
All right, here we go. Here's a good one. This is actually a really good one. So we're still on top of all time. This is fourth down. So what is not a fun fact? So no other edits to that one. That's it. So
that's it.
This one might this one could get very dark very fast. Let's see what happens. You may have heard that South Koreans have a superstition called fan death, where if you keep a fan on too long, it will kill you. The history of its origins are much darker. When people committed suicide and the coroner had to determine cause of death, they would say it was death by fan. This is to save face of the family and not cause them shame. It eventually became a superstition and one that Westerners find funny.
What?
So it was like whenever people committed suicide, because suicide's a very shameful thing in Asian culture.
Why of all the things, though, would they be like, a fan did it?
Fan.
They're saying like a fan that blows air, not like a fan of art.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Wait, so, right?
I think so, too. If I was going to kill myself and I wanted my body to go undiscovered for a while, I would have a fan on me. I mean, is it like relevant to that? But I guess everyone would need a fan. Yeah. It's kind of random that it would.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Because I don't want the smell. Like, I want the smell blowing out the window. So my body can really decompose.
Totally.
But that's like...
That's so strange.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
So I guess... I like this theory. Because if they walked in... Let's say like 75% of suicides had a fan blowing because of the smell.
Maybe people would see it and be like...
You were like, oh
my God,
that's a
him.
Common thread. Oh, so it's a... makes sense to me.
Yeah, actually, the way you put that does make sense. It's like you walk in, find your relative dead with a fan on them, and they're like,
another,
"No,
yeah." And it's like another fan, the fan killed them or something. It's like it's a more sensitive way to understand a suicide.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's like giving it up. There's a ghost that did it. Like,
ghost
which is nice.
It.
It's like a nice.
I'd rather
kind of
think
a nice
that.
Romantic notion. So these are. This is actually a really good. Post because there are some of these. This is reminds me of things I learned today.
Oh, no.
That sub
TIO.
Yeah,
because
it's all these things you're just like, huh, didn't know that. Yeah. But this is apparently the reason that dogs love squeaky toys is because the sound reminds them of smaller prey animals getting killed.
Oh, jeez.
That totally makes sense.
It does make
you're
sense.
You're like, yeah, no, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
People should know that, though. I mean, every dog toy is shaped like a little rabbit or a bird, you know? It's like, your dog's killing it.
And they're right. Not your child. They're actually an animal.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be really funny. I actually have a toy for my dog that's like shaped like a burglar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that like a full-sized burglar?
Nah. So it's not going to work.
Yeah. It's just like a, what you see at like shooting ranges, yeah. Your dog chews on.
Yep, exactly.
Goes straight for the dog.
Are you reading this one? In some parts of Australia, 90% of koalas are suffering from chlamydia, which is threatening extinction of the species
what?
Unless a vaccine is developed or massive koala culling happens.
Yeah,
oh my
too.
God.
Within a sad face after it.
This is like the you're Debbie like, Downer SNL skit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Hedgehogs can get
a
disease.
This is a great sketch.
Wobbly know, really. Hedgehog syndrome, which is an adorable name for hedgehog MS.
Oh, God.
Think if you called it wobbly human
wobbly
syndrome.
Uncle Rick has wobbly human syndrome.
Oh, that's so just, cute.
He'll be gone by the end of the month.
That is really sad.
Dr. Seuss's wife committed suicide because he was having an affair.
Really?
Oh, that's like the,
that's a
that
bummer, man.
Kind of ruins Dr. Seuss.
Nah, it's whatever, whoa. Dude.
I mean,
that's her problem.
While
too.
She had cancer too.
Oh wow,
damn.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about Dr. Seuss?
Like, oh man, I don't even know if I want to bring that topic up.
Wait,
never mind.
Having an affair because someone has cancer.
Oh, you see it in the movies, and the wife's like, "Just go out,
yeah,
have sex," and the guy's like, "I can't. I love you. I will always love you." But then some guys would probably just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel
that.
Like
yeah.
That's like a consensual thing. If like if your wife goes, if you guys, I mean, I know a dude who has it written in his marriage clause that when
what?
His wife dies, no, not that, but when his wife dies, he can eat cereal out of her skull.
What? Like,
some people have hilarious things that they do.
Oh my God.
Which is like the greatest thing. Like that's like.
Kind
not that
romantic.
That's a sign of like true romance, but that's like one of those things where some people just go, yeah, I don't fucking care. Just take
yeah.
care of our kids, dude.
Oh. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Some people are just like,
do what you
are
want.
Just an open-minded people.
Sure. Yeah. And to that point, like like a lot of people are just like, whatever, just chuck my body in the river. Like I'm
right.
dead. Like there's no desecration because
yeah.
I'm just like a organic sack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are nihilists, man.
So
it's just kind of a
I'm gonna add
nihilist
that
way
to my,
the skull thing.
I mean, that's just clever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, specify a very specific kind of cereal.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles. Or yeah.
There are a few things that, if you flush down the toilet, will most certainly make it into the hands of the operator at your local water plant. They're called the three C's: condoms, cockroaches, and corn.
Corn, huh?
What?
Oh, gross.
Corn never seems to go away. This reminds me of a story.
Tell me more.
When I was in fifth grade, we took a trip to our local water reclamation plant, which is in my town I grew up in, and it's a small town.
Right.
And you know those big like metal vats that you see, but they're like, you know, 50 feet tall, so you can't see in them, but when you're on the tour, when you're in fifth grade, they show you what's inside, because you go up the stairs, you look in, and I remember this image, and part of me is like, it didn't happen, but I remember it. The top of the water was just covered in a sea of condoms.
That's amazing.
Oh. Like thousands and thousands. And I remember thinking like, I don't know what those are really, but I know it's like something sort of weird. And then I remember thinking like years later, there's no way that many people are in my town are having sex.
Oh, like, God.
That means everyone in town is just doing it.
Yeah.
And doing it protected.
When I was like in eighth grade, I was like, were people doing it like all these years? And then
all these years.
And that's just something.
That's so disturbing.
So I think it's real. We should dive in.
Weird about marching a bunch of elementary school kids up to look at the floating condoms in a
the guy who works that
water vat.
That field trip is like, and I'm about to blow these fifth graders' minds.
Yeah, yeah.
That reminds me.
This is the final stop on the tour.
Have you been watching the Vice Principals show on HBO?
A little bit, yeah. I didn't watch all of it.
I was a little undecided at the beginning, but it's gotten kind of funny. Okay. It's like Danny McBride is just a funny character.
Oh yeah,
in general.
He's great. Yeah. So is Walter Goggins.
He's the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're both very funny, but. That's like the kind of thing that Danny McBride in that show would do.
Totally. That's a Danny McBride move all day.
Yeah.
And now, kids, I'm going to show you why it's not okay to flush your condoms down the toilet. The kid's like in fourth grade. Yeah, it's like, exactly. What's a condom?
You'll be drinking it later.
It's almost like that's what happened to me in that scene. It's so
totally. So here's another really good one. This actually is pertinent to what we were talking about earlier. So what's normal to have, but really strange if you have a lot of? Which is a really good question. And the top answer is a personality. One is great, two are more, and things get confusing for everyone
else. That's the perfect answer.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah. Refrigerator.
Are you still on? Did you go somewhere new?
No, I'm on Ask Reddit. I mean, I'm on Ask Reddit. I think this is today, though. I think, this is hot right now.
Ooh,
four comments. This was submitted 18 hours ago and already has 3,500 upvotes. Fridges is an interesting one. That is actually kind of questionable. It's like refrigerator. If you went into someone's house and they had like 10 fridges, that would be weird.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, it's
they're either hunting animals or people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no way they're stockpiling, you know, Breyers ice cream or something. Yeah.
Food for the animals.
That's even weirder if they are.
I like that freezer in the garage people have that's like just for snacks.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing anymore, but I feel like growing up.
I was growing up, man.
Everyone had that, right? That big one that opened like up.
Yep. Fond memories of that.
Kind of dive into it, and they probably got rid of it because it's dangerous as fuck.
Well, that was, little kids would fall in.
Because once you're in there, you're basically, your next week's supper.
Couldn't you just do a little push out?
I think there was some kind of a suction element. Wasn't there a big fear of getting stuck in those? Like they suctioned or something and you couldn't get out?
Wait, what?
Or there was a latch on some of them. I just remember.
They should have put like a little hole that you could see out of.
It would have been cool, like a glass.
Yeah. So that you can see if a little kid was in there.
That's right, a viewing glass.
Yeah. That was where all my friends growing up stored like hunting meat.
In in bags of chicken and things. Yeah. Back when you used to stockpile meats.
Yeah, and during the Cold War.
You're from an area where I think a lot of people hunted more than.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that was a popular thing. Children, another good answer. Double digits is too much.
Yeah.
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 the comment, I love Reddit so much. The comment below is, the more kids you have, the more chance of one of them to strike it rich.
I mean, true.
It's just kind of true.
Hollywood kid.
Oh my God.
Do you think one rich, successful kid
would outweigh like
outweighs like the three meth head kids? Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
not. Think how expensive it is to raise a kid these days.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and there's no guarantee that they're going to like help you. You know what I mean? Like there are plenty of examples where like, you know, a kid is, you know, gets out and goes, fuck, no, I don't, I hate my mom.
You were a terrible parent. Yeah. I'm going to lock you in the freezer.
All of those kids, it wasn't even worth it.
I'm going to put you in the human teapot, send you down the river.
The human teapot.
Here's
sex move
one.
Or torture device.
What is one trick that they don't want you to know?
Oh, interesting.
Whoa.
This is a really good tip. If you want to cancel your hotel room last minute, but there's a cancellation fee, call and change your reservation to a few weeks later. Then call and cancel it.
Whoa.
That's such a good tip. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought about that.
What, are you? I like this thread.
So where? Which one is this?
This one is called, what is the one trick that, quote, they really don't want you to know?
Is this top of all time or top new?
I think it was
what?
Top of all time.
Let's just find top of all time.
Let's see if there's some other good tips here.
Yeah, keep reading. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm already winning. Today's worth it.
Exactly.
This is funny. I once lost the ticket I'd received when parking my car at the airport. Upon leaving, I was told without the ticket, they'd have to charge me for a full day, which was fine because I'd been parked there for a week. That's a good one, too.
That is actually pretty good. Lose your ticket if you've been there.
That's so smart.
I had a rule when I was in high school. This is more like, this is a very high school version of that, where it's like not particularly clever, but got me out of a lot of lunches that I hated. I was just like claimed a really specific allergy to something that was in a lot of different food.
Smart.
And then so I would always end up being like, I'm allergic to blank. And they'd be like, do we want pizza then?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that isn't cheese pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
Ooh, wow. This is another, this is relatively new, but this is a good one that maybe we all have a good anecdote of our own. So what is the story behind your scar?
Oh, rad.
Right.
Got a new back.
You got a new back. That one's yours.
That one's easy.
So the top.
I was cliff diving in Puerto Rico.
Whoa.
This is like the scene from Jaws, right?
Is this the scene from Jaws?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. It's like the best scene in the movie where they're drunk and they're kind of like comparing scars.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Jaws comes and shit gets real. But up until then, it's just a couple of bros broing out.
Broing out about scars. All right. So when
what
I was
you guys
when
got?
I, when I was a kid, well, this is not me saying. I'm just going to read the top comment and then we'll get into our own. When I was a kid, I was running about in a local churchyard at night. I tripped on something and I noticed that I'd ripped my trousers really badly. Just below my left knee, I opened the rip up and I could see my leg and I could see my shin bone staring back at me. Turned out that around a grave was one of these sort of fences, but only about a foot high. One of those impaler fences.
Oh.
When I tripped, one of those spears had cut me down to the bone.
Oh my God.
Damn, dude. That's brutal. We're going to upvote you.
So many people are responding, oh yeah, I've impaled myself on a fence like that. Why do they even... Well, that's why they make fences like that.
That is kind of why they make fences like that.
Wow. Oh, this is funny. This guy's like, my father was a drinker and a fiend. These are interesting. Do you guys have any cool scars?
Let me think for a minute about that one, actually. I have no shortage of scars. Oh, you know what? I have a bunch of circular scars on my chest and my stomach because
abduction.
Abduction. Exactly.
Yes, I knew it.
So I was in the Olympics, 2016.
Mm-hmm. this year.
I worked at a summer camp when I was 19, I think, or something like that. And it was this like rich kid LA summer camp. It was up kind of in the Big Bear area, San Bernardino, Big Bear area. And I was in the camp that was like the rock star camp where I taught kids how to play instruments and produce music and whatever.
Nice.
And it was awesome. And then, but there was another camp. It was like the secret, it was like, I think it was called like Secret Agent Camp or something like that, where like
cool.
The camp, literally all they did was like play paintball and like do obstacle courses all day. It was awesome, right?
Sounds rad.
Yeah, this sounds awesome. Like a great camp.
It was a fucking great camp. And it was like really like, they were like super, like it was, those were like the pretty bro-y kids, right? But all the counselors were my friends or whatever. And they had this thing. It was like, had been this long running, like kind of club, like a counselor's club in the camp.
Dead Poet Society kind of.
Dead Poet Society, where it was at one of the cabins where you had to take a paintball. There were two different things. It was like the 300 club and like the 20 for 20 club or something like that. And the 300 club was you had to take a paintball bare chested for like 300 DPI or whatever, like whatever the measurement is, that the speed that you're allowed to take paintballs or shoot paintballs, it was like ratcheted up.
Jesus.
And you had to just take one hard on
PSI,
the chest.
PSI, right? Pressure per square
inch. Yeah, that
inch,
must be it, right?
I think, yeah.
And so I took one of those, and it, like open wound.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I have scars all over my chest.
Were you wearing a mask?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you had to wear a mask.
What if it hit you in the trachea and just, your head fell off?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't know that.
God damn it. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Did you get shot multiple times?
I got shot four times with that one.
What the fuck?
And then I also did the 20 for 21. I don't think any of those left scars, but those were like, you had to get shot 20 times from 20 feet.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, and it was like a normal speed, but it was like
still
fucking painful. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I do not like getting hit by paintballs.
No. It really hurts.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh my God.
Paintball's super fun. But I will say this though, it kind of made me like, because I like survived and it wasn't that painful. I mean, it was painful, but it was kind of like sriracha for the first time painful, where you're just like, ooh, now I could probably do that more.
Now you're starting it. Yeah. Oh.
So it was like, now I kind of.
It broke skin. It was like an immediate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, I have scars. Raspberry. Yeah. I have scars from like, this happened like 10 years ago. So I'm like,
Jesus.
Like it was like, in retrospect, people were probably like, "Yo, you should
you guys
not
shouldn't do that.
You should probably
we should probably
oh my
not
God,
do this
that's
anymore."
Terrible.
But it was, but you know, but now I'm kind of like, yeah, people, whatever.
It's
I
a
get
good
shot
story.
All the time. Yeah, I also have one on my head from being at a Skrillex concert.
Yeah.
when Skrillex was like playing smaller clubs, it was like in Denver in like 2000.
Back when Skrillex
or something
meant something.
Like before he sold out, man.
Before he sold out. Yeah.
But I was at a Skrillex show, and I had smoked some weeds, but I was like, we just had this weed conversation.
Did you say weed or weeds?
I had smoked a bunch of weeds.
Yeah, how many?
I've been freebasing dandelions all afternoon.
Nice,
yeah.
Dude. Nice.
But no, I was like a little bit high, but I was not like on no other substance. But I'm like such a wuss that like me getting high means like I don't know where I am and I question everything. Like, we already had this conversation, right? And I was just like in the crowd, and they had smoke machines that were really like so intense that when they happened, you like all of a sudden you were in a cloud and there was nobody around and
oh
you had no
God.
Idea where you were, right? So that happened, and then a bottle out of nowhere came and hit me in the head.
Ah.
I got
oh
bottled
God.
in my forehead.
It's like your worst nightmare in a smoke machine party.
I know,
yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, that happened, and then the smoke cleared, and a girl turned around and looked at me, and her eyes lit up and was just like, what happened? Yeah, because there's blood just streaming down my face, apparently.
You're like, I am an angel of death.
Yeah, I know,
such
exactly.
Such a hardcore
and then
Skrillex
it,
moment.
She, exactly.
To like see that.
that was really before he sold out, because now that shit does not happen.
No, definitely not. But I walked, so she walked me out. And then
that's how you met your wife.
I met my wife. She walked me out and walked me down to like where there were like someone that could
the tent.
Help. Yeah, some like the medic area. It was in like a club, so it was like a whatever. But
yeah,
and everybody that I saw, and it was like head. You know how head wounds are, where they bleed
gush.
Forever,
yeah.
even
yeah.
if they're not that bad, right?
We got a squirter.
Yeah, and so everybody that saw me, like even the people that worked there that were like allegedly the medics, were like their eyes lit up, like. Get yeah. like buy this guy a casket right now, right?
Oh my God!
And so I was like, initially I was like, this is
dude, that's such
fine,
a
right?
It's such a good time to pick a fight with the biggest guy ever.
It really is.
You're like, fucking bring it on! You look so crazy. My face is covered with blood.
And then so we ended up going out, and eventually we got to a medic who was like had a little bit more experience and all the schlubs in there, and he was just like, head wound is fine. It always happens. Whatever.
Oh,
like,
man.
You need four stitches.
Yeah, and he was like, You feel all right? And I was like, yeah, I feel fine. He was like, you don't feel dizzy or anything? I was like, no.
Did they
and he was like,
give you a butterfly Band-Aid or something?
Yeah, they gave me a butterfly Band-Aid, and they gave me like a little, like just a pack of ice or something. Like, you
and
know,
then did
whatever.
You have to get stitches?
So here are the addendums to that story. So the girl who walked me out, I was very appreciative, obviously. I was like, oh, thank you so much. It's so nice of you.
Yeah, I knew you guys hooked up.
Well, she immediately started, I don't know how it happened, but immediately started telling me about her dead dad.
Ah. Oh.
And it was so surreal. Like, she was
definitely getting freaky.
I was walking, I was sitting down. I was like, so thank you so much. And she was, and then immediately.
You must have looked like her dad.
Something happened where
something.
I was like very immediate. I was like. All the stimulus together.
You look
together,
a lot like my dead dad.
Yeah, covered in all that blood.
Yeah, it was very odd, but it freaked
so
me
weird,
out. Like,
dude.
Suddenly I was
weird.
Like, damn, this has gotten too much real fast, right? So I ended up like abandoning the whole situation, like running away.
I'm
and then
slowly back away.
Yeah,
here.
Pretty much. And then the next day I went to work and people were just like, whoa, dude, you should get stitches.
Oh.
And then.
You have like a 24-hour window
yeah.
to get stitches.
Right. So I went to.
So if you're in that.
Went to the like quick care hospital thing where they could have done that.
Yeah.
And they were like, ah, well, you know, we're something, come back in like half an hour, 20 minutes or whatever. So I went and got a beer with my buddy and I forgot and I didn't get stitches.
That's probably the head wound. That
it's pretty metal, dude.
I know.
It's
pretty
metal.
So I have a big Harry Potter scar on my head now.
That's
because
rad.
Of fucking Skrillex.
The chosen one.
How about
what
you?
About you guys?
Any cool scars?
I mean, that was a pretty good story.
I know.
Stubbed my toe once. No. I got a lot of scars. I can't remember. Do you have one that's on the top of your head? Because I got to think for a second.
Yeah. Well, I've got like 5 back scars now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
how
pretty cool.
Are they small or big?
They're like.
Are they little incisions?
I have one on my stomach that's like 3 or 4 inches long.
That's
and then
pretty
the
big.
Ones on my, yeah, that's a big one. And it's right in the front, so it looks like a big butt.
A C-section.
Like, it's like a butt crack on my stomach.
That's and cool.
It's north-south?
Yep.
Cool.
Dude, right you're so there. Lucky.
It's my C-section scar. Only the, yeah. Well, and then the one on my back, the ones on my back are each like 2 inches long. But I think the funnest scar I have is on my neck. I have like a vampire bite scar now because they had to put in like a filter, an IVC filter to catch blood Whoa. Clots and then remove it. So it's like 2 little dots like
that
right
is
next.
Pretty cool.
It's like a vampire bite. So I mean, if anybody asks, you're just like, I don't know. I woke up.
That's also
like
meta.
That.
That's awesome. That's also like exactly what what vampires do.
Yeah.
Is they like
suck out
blood
clots.
Clots.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just
yeah,
out
yeah.
for you.
They should get hired as medical technicians.
They really should.
If you were a vampire, a clot would be like a fun gummy treat.
That's true.
Ooh. Calcium.
Yum.
They all are from Eastern Europe, right?
Calcium.
Or now we just made them Austrian.
Yeah.
Yummy clots.
Sweet little Austrian.
They're
vampires.
So much less intimidating now.
I know.
They are.
I was afraid of them, but now I love them.
What about yours?
Frida. I have a fun scar on my wrist. It looks like I tried to kill myself, but I didn't.
Man.
It was from I was in college and we were playing with this knife.
Jesus.
I was like, I was playing rugby with these idiots and it was like 3 a.m. and everyone was like, definitely like.
Wait, playing rugby with a knife?
I was, sorry. I was on a rugby team with guys who were like Neanderthals.
Right, right.
And they were fun. They were my friends.
Right.
Like, people tended to like drink a lot and there was like always a ton of fist fights.
Right.
And like people were always getting black guys and scars in hospital.
Sure.
Like these visits were like common and so one guy had his knife out and he's like, we're all cutting ourselves. I remember and I was like, that's the dumbest thing ever.
Right.
You're all stupid.
Right.
Let me try. Like yeah. No logic. And I like try cut myself.
And what it like the hell?
Opened up my this is like there's like 5 people in the room.
Right.
And I like my skin just like opened up. I was like, holy shit. Like
oh my god!
Guys,
one of those things you're like,
I did it.
You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Friday, we weren't serious, dude.
It works.
Oh, faking it.
And it was, it was like kind of an accident, but it was also like sort of I meant to do
Whoa.
It. Yeah. It was really dumb. So I had this big scar, and then I had to go. I went to the hospital the next day. So like that night, I duct taped it together. With
oh.
Like I made a butterfly tape essentially.
Right.
Drew a butterfly on it.
Same concept,
yeah.
Like an X, but
yeah.
I used duct tape because I like. Kept
Hold
it together.
Jeez.
And then the morning I woke up and was like, that is fucking terrible. It was like a hole
right.
in my arm. And my buddy's like, yeah, this isn't good. And there's like, and he's also like, I remember my friend was like, there's chemicals in duct tape that can leach in your body and cause sepsis and kill you. And I was like,
I gotta go.
Oh, no. And I went to the hospital, and everyone thought all the doctors were like, did you try to kill yourself?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. They're like, what happened?
I mean, like, kind of, but not, not
I was like,
really.
Well, yeah. What happened was, and I started explaining the story, they're like, it sounds like you tried to kill yourself. I'm like, no. You don't know.
Listen,
this. My friends
play rugby.
Look, I'm not saying they're smart people.
They're like,
I'm not saying I'm smart.
You play rugby. Never mind.
This is dumb. So they gave me some stitches. They could only give me a certain amount of stitches because it was at a certain hour where they don't want to stitch it up completely because then it can lock in bacteria and then you can get infected and then it's a bigger problem. So they only gave me like half the amount of stitches I needed. And so it could like essentially like leach out,
ooze out
like
bad
the pus.
Stuff.
Which is nasty.
Who's out the duct tape?
The duct tape goo, yeah. And so now I have this scar, and it's like a nice reminder of like, don't do dumb shit.
Yeah.
When you're 20. Story, oh my God.
It's actually a great story.
Yeah, it's like, it's part embarrassing, part a reminder of like, now when I'm about to do something, I can look down and go like, or don't do that.
Yeah.
Or just don't do that.
That's amazing.
You idiot, because you're not a kid anymore.
Right.
Getting old.
Can't wait for your wife to do that. Be like, we're cutting ourselves. Be like, I don't know if we should do that.
I don't know, hon.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, everyone. Hey, I think this would be a good time to drop a sponsor.
At just the TrueSwords.com. This is a very appropriate sponsor.
the knife we used, I'm pretty sure it was like a Rambo-esque True Swords.
So let's talk a little bit about what kind of sword would go best with cutting yourself from TrueSwords.com and what kind of price we're looking at.
You can't get something too long.
The first thing I looked at, this is not only is it a BOGO sale, buy one, get one, this is an assisted opening gold titanium ballistic pocket knife. Buy one, get one free, $15 at TrueSwords.com.
That
$15
is,
fucking dollars.
That's the perfect kind of knife to like
cut yourself at a rugby party.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Stainless steel construction, gold titanium finish, thumb hole and blade spur, assisted opening mechanism, reinforced aluminum handle, pocket clip and opening and bottle opener. It has a bottle opener too.
BOGO.
4.5 in closed length. This item cannot be shipped to the following states.
Insane.
New York.
Yeah. There's a knife called the Zombie Defense Sword.
Yeah.
And it comes with 3 throwing knives. And it's just $20 for the whole thing.
Yeah, this is the fucking glory that is.
Those are some sexy-looking knives.
Two-piece right stiletto twin knife set. Folding stiletto pocket knives.
The blade is matte black. It's
stainless steel blades. Anodized aluminum handle. Assisted opening mechanism. Large 4-inch blade, 9 inches overall. Small 3.5-inch blade, 8 inches overall. $10.
What?
$10.
And these are real fucking knives. So you can cut your rugby friends all night long, and then you could buy another one the next day because they're that cheap.
I like this. I like the swords and knives that won't ship to the state we live in.
I know.
It's like specifically, I'm interested in these.
Like this, the maces and stuff like that?
The cold steel battle ready sword cane, heavy duty. So it's a cane. Put sword inside of it.
Right.
We've all seen it in the movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, won't ship to Massachusetts, California, New York, which I guess are just like liberal places that don't want
like
people,
guys,
like old ladies walking
around
and
knives.
it's pretty absurd. Like I am looking at
cutting or thrusting attacks. It offers a single long edge, a strong sharp point, and a fully sharpened back edge.
How much is it? It's like $20.
That's actually pretty pricey. It's $94.
Well, that's probably still like way. That's a way good deal considering what it is.
And it has a formidable edge. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh, I just looked up the self-defense weapons. They have something called a SAP cap, extreme black self-defense hat. What is that? Okay, looks like a standard baseball cap. However, it is one of the most simple, least noticeable, and efficient personal defense items on the market! Exclamation point.
What?
Whoa. The secret of this hat is a pocket of unique impact material that is 100% the density of lead, which is sewn into the cap. Simply use the bill as a handle, like you're good day, lady. Like,
right.
Lifting your cap up, and it becomes an instant impact weapon. So you just, like, you can swat them on the head with this hat.
So you can hit that grandma that you just greeted.
Yes. Yeah.
Good day. Swat.
That is cool.
That's
I'm
fucking nuts,
this.
Dude. That's $20. $18.
I mean, that's what I should wear when I'm walking my dog.
Yeah. For sure, dude.
I just got live chatted on TrueSorts.com.
I did too, from Jessica.
By Jessica?
Yeah. Oh
wait, she's chatting you and me at the
what
same
the
time?
Hell, Jessica?
I have a feeling Jessica is a bot. Oh, and they could not have used a less attractive picture. For, yeah.
Just to make sure she's not real.
Yeah, okay.
She's very attractive.
She is very
just
attractive.
Just a not flattering picture of her.
Yes, that's but what I meant.
They picked a picture that looks like somebody who would work at TrueSorts.com.
Yeah. Her personality is
fair
great.
To them. Yeah. Yeah, personality is fantastic.
They're our sponsor. We love them.
Like, they are our sponsor. She's trying to help. We appreciate every dime that you guys give us. TrueSorts.com. Thank you for the support over these years.
Dude, that hat is so cool.
I know, love crazy. That.
All right. So let's maybe wrap it up with one more Ask Reddit.
Okay.
And then we'll call this one a day. Because we're steel. Entering Joe Rogan time.
Okay. Here's like a fun one that would be fun to just talk about real quick. What's an item on your bucket list that's off the wall, unique, but still realistically achievable?
Oh, I got one. Like doing a TED Talk.
Oh, that'd
oh
be
really?
Good. That's awesome.
It's not on my bucket list, but it's one of
those
things.
I'm like, good
you don't have to
you.
Back out of that one, dude.
That's cool.
No, I don't want to do a TED Talk, but because I think they're half full of shit. But it's they something that I feel like shit. Somebody in this room could attain.
I feel like maybe at some point we might be able to do that.
But it's like it's also pretty. Now there's a TED Talk for every town you live in, so it's
right.
becoming less cool.
Have we? Do we do anything that is even vaguely worthy of being a TED Talk?
No.
It has to be somewhat innovative. I'm not sure we are that innovative yet.
No.
But there are bullshit artists out there doing TED Talks about like hugging people every day.
Oh, that's true.
We could do one about high fives versus I don't know,
fist bumps.
We could do one about Reddit and like.
We could definitely
the community of Reddit is a good example of how politics should generate interconnectivity and community on something. Like, see, that sounded TED.
That done. That's
TED, if you're listening to this,
call us up.
TED, what's TED's last name? The guy who runs TED?
I have no idea.
It's not Talk.
Honestly, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah. T-A-W-K.
TED Talk.
I think mine would be, I really want to play a dead body or a dying person in like a true crime show reenactment.
That is so doable, dude.
I've wanted to do this for years. Yeah, like since I was in high school.
I might be able to help you out.
Could you?
I feel like I've known people that have done those true crime.
That's what I want to do. Like
I've seen people.
Living.
I'm like, I know who that is. Yeah. Like, that's like an actor.
All
you should
to
definitely
do is, like, look like one of like a real victim, like somewhat like them.
Which you walk around.
Which
at.
That's
I'm why you're getting
to
the hat.
My appearance.
That's why you're getting the hat. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I would love that.
You're prepping yourself to be a victim.
You don't look like a victim.
There's very minimal acting involved, and it's kind of like it's my favorite genre of TV show.
I love those shows now. I'm kind of into them.
Forensic Files is
Have you got into Sword and Scale yet? It's a great podcast I'm into.
Sword
right
and Scale is pretty, it's pretty gnarly.
It's gnarly.
Like
they
it about?
They get pretty deep.
It's pretty heavy, but I'm kind of into it too.
And they have like the guy, the narrator has that very true crime narration style.
Oh, I would
He's got a Roman Mars
this.
Thing going on.
Yeah. But it's a little bit more like 1975. Blah,
yeah,
blah.
It's a little more.
Yeah.
Roman's like. You ever wants to be his best friend.
Right. Yeah, he seems chill.
Like, dude, your house is probably so cool.
Yeah. Just got Architectural Digest books everywhere. What's mine? Mine is, I mean.
You could totally do that, dog boobs.
Right. That's achievable.
That is a good one.
What is my bucket list thing?
Yeah.
I think a lot of my goals when it comes to achievable things have to do with music. Just things that I are almost like career goals more than like bucket life things or bucket list life things.
What about like a stage dive at a 10,000 person venue?
Oh no!
I mean, if
cool.
I was diving from the stage and I'm playing a 10,000 person venue,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean that'd be
that's doable.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean,
it looks pretty fun. That's a good way to touch a lot of people too. Two birds, one stone.
That's a really good point.
Duh,
guys, just netted $88.
I'm gonna be rich.
Taxable, $52. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's all taxable.
How about you?
I'm trying to think of something. Why don't we keep talking about this stage dive? I'll come up with something real cool.
Think of another cool one.
I think it's funny because bucket lists, like, they seem like they're supposed to be things that you're just like willy nilly want to do this. Who the heck cares? Like skydive over Machu Picchu or something. Mine are like career goals, right? Yeah. Just can't like.
Yeah, because a lot of stuff, like, it'd be cool to sail a boat to Hawaii or something, but like I could do that tomorrow probably.
Totally.
You just pay someone.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, I think earning it is important. Like being good enough at something where you can be allowed to do.
Yeah. Okay, here's one that I think is a little bit more of like a bucket list, like maybe whatever, who cares, but would just be fun and not related to my profession.
To have this podcast.
To have this
streamed at least 10,000 viewers so we can get in the network. Right.
To get TrueSorts.com to be a real sponsor.
That's kind of a bucket list for me. I agree with you, though. Like, I'm not that interested in being like crazy things as opposed to things I just like want to keep doing.
Well, we also work in an industry where, like, when the wins come, they feel like they're miracles, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
So it's like, it kind of always feels like a bucket list thing anyway. But mine, I think, I've always wanted to do this. Maybe it'll happen sometime. Maybe not. Who knows? I've always wanted to do the Trans-Siberian Railroad.
Ooh.
You could do it tomorrow.
I could, but it's also like, it takes some planning, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but that would
be... You gotta get a fur hat.
You gotta get a fur hat. I gotta learn at least, like, how much do you need in Russian?
Yeah, that would be a good time to have that cane sword,
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the hat. The hat would be a little bit more...
Actually, cane. I take it back. You're not gonna be able to pull the sword out in a train because the hallways are too narrow.
You just go...
You just need the thunker hat.
Right. And you always take people off guard because you think that you're just greeting them like a noble gentleman.
Yeah.
Or a gentlelady.
Hello.
And then you hitting them with a lead hat.
I just freaking love that.
Is that hat? It should be called the thunker.
Yep.
Like the thinker, but the thunker.
Oh, that's clever.
I feel like I'm going to get this hat.
I feel like you gotta.
You gotta get it.
You haven't made any purchases on TrueSorts.
No.
Yet.
And this is the
and
one.
Look at those fucking reviews. It's got eight reviews.
Eight reviews.
It's 3.8, which is
and
decent.
It's something that I wouldn't accidentally hurt myself with, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Well, you could definitely still hurt yourself. But
this is how I put my hat on.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I just put my hat on really fast.
Yeah.
Now, what if there was a lead...
We might have to do a thing for the blog on how to put on a hat correctly with this lead
weapon
hat.
In it. Yeah.
So because you really don't want to hurt yourself.
But no.
This should not stop you from buying it because it's less than $20.
So it might be a good scar story.
Oh, you know what would be another cool bucket list thing I kind of want to do? I don't think I really want to do this, but I always thought it would be really cool to like pretend to be really naive and join a cult.
Ooh.
But be like...
You'd be good at
but
that.
But be undercover, like, I know this is bullshit, so you're never going to really get one over on me. Right. But what if they do, little by little anyway?
Yeah, and you tell your friends, you're like, I'm going to do this story, it's going to be great. And then by the end, they're like, how is it? How's your story? And they're like, they have some really great points, actually. Yeah. They
I
are really,
really like
awesome.
Scientology used to knock on our doors when I lived in Hollywood, because I lived in the zone.
Can you imagine?
But they're good at getting you in.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say things like... you look like a pretty smart person. And you're like, I am pretty smart. And then they like, they slowly suck you in. And then all of a sudden you're having tea with them and you're like, wait a minute.
Like, what the
get out of my house.
Get out of my house. You don't live here. But think if you were like undercover, like pretending to be one of the Manson family people. And you were like, they're like, yeah, we're going to go kill people. And I was like, yeah, me too. That's going to be so great.
You should
and
go
then
undercover.
You just go to the cops and like foil one of the worst murders in recent American history.
Going undercover is okay.
That would be cool.
That would be pretty.
Going undercover would be really cool.
I watch a lot of like spy type movies.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, God, that'd be cool. Yeah.
I wanted to do that with like a psych ward or something.
Oh.
Pretend to be
like
crazy.
Pretend to be crazy.
Well, there's a really good film called Shock Corridor by Samuel Fuller, I think.
Ooh.
And it is a great film, but it's kind of about that where this journalist goes undercover into a psych ward and he just becomes crazy.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, but it's
they
it's
make
a, it's
him
a really
crazy.
Good film. He just kind of loses it while he's in there.
Wow.
I don't remember if he loses it while he's in there or he was crazy all along or something. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but like it's a great film, but I've always wanted that because it seems like one of those, like my best friend growing up, one of the founding members of Slumberfest, worked at a psych ward in Chicago for a long time. And he's a really funny person because he's like he has a laissez-faire attitude about virtually everything. So, like, not a lot ruffles his feathers. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, you know, he would tell me these hilarious stories about, like, him having to, like, get old men from masturbating to, like, the nurses in the room and shit like that.
Man.
But he would say it with such a candid...
Like, he was just...
really, it's just like his job. It's like, well, I got a presentation this afternoon. You're like,
yeah, he's like, oh, well, I know that that guy in room 12 is probably going to be jerking it out the window constantly.
Exactly.
That's got to be really common.
I know. It definitely is. But yeah, that would, I think that would be into that one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do like an undercover like ISIS sting though. Cause that one, that seems kind of horrifying.
Stakes are high
and like they really torture people in pretty bad ways. Yeah.
After you capture someone, you have to torture them. That's the second part.
That's the thing.
Well, it's got to get the info, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole deal.
Damn.
Well, then you got to take that cyanide tab, dude.
Yep. I watched. Did you ever see that video?
And then teeth, right?
I think I probably got to get going. Yeah. Do you ever see that video of the guy? He's like in court and they basically say like, we find you guilty of fraud. And in the video, you see him like put his hands up to his face and he definitely takes... he definitely takes like a cyanide pill.
Whoa.
And like nobody in the court knows it at the time, but
I saw that
because the YouTube video is like, guy takes cyanide pill. You're watching and you catch him do it. And then he like, it takes a few minutes, but he starts to just
convulse.
He makes this horrible like snorting noise and then instantly falls to the ground. And it does not look like a good way to go.
No, it does not look fun.
Anyway.
God.
Morning pod.
That's, morning pod.
That's dark
shit. Wrap this one up in Joe Rogan time. So trueshorts.com hats, I think, is where we really get out on this whole conversation. Ask Reddit. Really, 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 really good to get into Reddit.
It just makes you
want
to get involved in the community and like talk.
Yeah. And that is the best that is the best part about Ask Reddit and Reddit in general is like the community. It definitely feels like I run into people all the time. We're like, you Redditor? We're like, yeah.
Yeah.
You Reddit? Yeah. All right. It's kind of like a little bit of a, which is funny because there's, you know, that's obviously a huge amount of people that are on Reddit and are doing Reddit stuff. But anyway, Ask Reddit. So r/AskReddit. Very good introduction to Reddit. Or just if for some reason you're on Reddit and haven't really gone down the rabbit hole that is Ask Reddit, take some time to do so. It's fucking great, funny. You'll learn some stuff. You'll have good like cocktail hour conversations with your friends. I think maybe one random close it out.
Good call.
Whoa, maximum fun. What is that? Oh, didn't mean to do that one. Oh, I landed on Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich. So Bayern Munich is a soccer team, and they or maybe this is this is Bayern Munich. They're good. I'm not going to elaborate on it.
I just landed on Fresno.
Ooh. Ooh.
Woo.
Real exciting.
Fresno. Whole 7 users are online right now.
That's what happens when you're not gilded like me and you.
Exactly.
We get Fresno.
We get not gilded Fresno.
I just got Springfield, Missouri, too. Like,
damn, dude.
Someday
we need
funny
to do one of these.
Dig into like Fresno.
We need to like, I want to take the whole pod at some point to just learn about a fucking random town that I've never even considered knowing about.
Let's do that next time.
I think Fresno could be a good one.
I want to know would more.
Are they the meth capital of
there's a lot of like cities that claiming they're the meth capital. I mean,
it's a valuable prize.
It is.
It's like San Bernardino. It's Fresno. Right. It's Bakersfield. It's New Mexico. It's
Albuquerque. I think I'm thinking about Bakersfield. Bakersfield's the one that's like they love.
There is a British documentary called The City Addicted to Crystal Meth, and it is about Fresno.
Oh.
Really?
There you have it.
So,
cool. Got to watch that.
Body weight fitness. All right, we could do these for days. So, all right, we're gonna
body
weight fitness. It's just a bunch of people on like monkey bars, pretty much.
Cool.
It's like the ISIS Olympics. ISIS Olympic team.
Oh, Jesus. Still 250,000
readers. That's
monkey bars. Monkey bugger. Monkey bugger.
Is that your impression of Arabic?
That's monkey. Yeah.
Saying monkey bars.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I speak Arabic. Dude. Just say monkey bars quickly.
Monkey bars quickly. All right. So this one's Did You Reddit? I am It's Your Dad.
Dog boobs.
Am I free day?
We're talking about Ask Reddit. We're going to talk about another one next week. I don't know what it is. Maybe we'll do Fresno, which is a funny idea.
I love it.
Or with rice. Yeah. We could do with rice. Talk about all the things that you eat with
both
rice.
Both solid options.
Both great options. But all right. So catch us next week. Go to didyoureddit.com if you want us to talk about something in particular, didyoureadit@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook. It's didyoureadit, and send us a message. We're pretty good at replying, generally speaking. And we will talk to you again next week. Bye.